It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Again, we continue to follow this developing story. The Utah Jazz are being sold by the Miller family to Ryan Smith of Qualtrics. And they just held a press conference, Debbie. Shocking news. 35 years, the Millers have owned the Jazz. They initially purchased the Jazz for $24 million. And now the Jazz are valued. And it seems to be that the purchase price is going to be $1.6 billion.
Gail Miller saying during the press conference that her and Larry, back in the day when they decided to purchase the Jazz, were really stepping out of their comfort zone. How much did you say that purchase price was back in the 70s?
$24
million. Yeah, I could see that being out of their comfort zone.
1986.
1986 is when they purchased it.
From Sam Battistone.
And were they already in Utah at the time?
Yeah, they.
Okay.
Battistone owned the Jazz for the first few years when they moved him from New Orleans. He sold a portion to Larry, and then the Millers purchased the rest of the team a couple years later. But total, about $24 million for the Jazz. They've owned it since 1986 completely. And now it's worth $1.6 billion, reportedly.
And then after, of course, Larry passed away, Gail continued the legacy along with her children. And she mentioned, I think, all of their names, including the grandkids' names, who were at the news conference just moments ago. And I've always appreciated Gail's tone, her delivery, the way that she has involved the community, and I think above all, her charity.
Yes.
I just felt as though she has represented Utah so well as an NBA owner, and really carried on a legacy, and actually, I think, improved upon the Utah Jazz legacy here.
I totally agree, Debbie. When Larry Miller passed away, Larry was a force. Larry was a larger-than-life personality. He would get in fights with his top players. He would argue with Karl Malone and yell at him from the sidelines. He was fiery. And when Larry passed, there was a lot of questions. And I thought, what's it going to look like under Gail's leadership? And it has been nothing short of spectacular. Gail Miller has been as good an owner as you could possibly want. An envy of every single city in the nation that has an NBA team, because Gail Miller has been such a rock for the Utah Jazz and has done so much for the Jazz. In fact, I want to play a little soundbite from Gail from the press conference as she announced the Millers are selling the team.
Now, there's been a lot of attention given in recent years to my putting the team in a legacy trust. This was done in connection with my estate plan with the objective of assuring our loyal fans that the team would remain in Utah. I am fully convinced that with this sale, the objectives of that trust will still be honored. And I want you to know that the new owners have made the same commitment to keep the team in Utah.
And those new owners are Ryan and Ashley Smith. Ryan was a software engineer, started up Qualtrics. Qualtrics was sold just a few years ago for $8 billion, Debbie.
You keep talking about Qualtrics like I know what that is. All due respect to Ryan and the amount of money he earned on that. Wow. What is Qualtrics? What did they do that was so spectacular that he was able to build up a business of that magnitude, Dave?
Again, it was big data.
Oh.
And as far as I understand this. And I never worked for Qualtrics, but...
You're not their PR guy?
I'm not their PR guy, but yeah.
Oh, I just wondered how this Utah businessman has so much money that he's turning around and buying the Jazz for a reported $1.6 billion. And the majority ownership in the Jazz, and then also gets the Vivint Arena with it and the Bees and all the other goodies that come with it.
And this is a person, Ryan Smith. They grew up in Utah. He actually mentioned in his press conference that he played junior Jazz basketball, as did I, by the way, Debbie. Let me play you a little bit from what Ryan Smith had to say, because he has had his eyes on the Jazz and owning the Jazz for a long time.
I've approached Gail and the Millers a couple times. There's no secret about my interest in the NBA, and there's really no secret about my interest in the Jazz. I grew up watching the Jazz. This is the team I've cheered for. I played junior Jazz. Like, I dreamed of playing for the Jazz, but that didn't work out. But as I was sitting there this week with my kids in a junior Jazz program that you guys started, with hundreds of kids running around, the legacy that you have created is untouchable. And we're all just incredibly grateful for that. The Jazz are a gift to this whole community, and that's how we view it. That's 100% how we view this.
Debbie, I will say, I was panicking as soon as I heard this. There is only one owner possibility that would calm my panic, and it's Ryan Smith. It's because Ryan Smith has this history, has this connection to the community. He's done it in high schools across the state. He's done it in colleges across the state. Ryan Smith is Utah. As much as anybody, he has the money to keep the Jazz here. And that's why I'm breathing a huge sigh of relief.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.